Rita. Rita's in a place right now. Just want to let you know. Rita's had a
roller coaster day.
And she threw a couple of drinks into it. Rita's in a place. Ah! I said two words. I said two words on Twitter.
Fucking finally.
Yes, you got some cuss words for us today. Come on, Glenn.
God.
Come on, Glenn.
I ain't even apologizing.
Finally.
If you leave it up to me, I'd be cursing this whole fucking time.
All right.
Hey, no.
All right, we did that part of the show.
Listen, we had to get that out. You want to know why? Because I'm sick of hearing about Lamar Jackson not being able to win football games. And as ugly as it was, and yes, it was ugly, and a lot of things about this offense I did not like today. The defense and all the money that they have put into it stepped up today.
They did.
Finally.
They did. They stepped up big time.
Thank you.
They had answers for Derrick Henry. Throughout the course of the game, not just for the first half, not just for the first three quarters, they had answers to Derrick Henry, and when plays needed to be made, they made those plays. Hi, this is the Project Game Day postgame show, and for the first time ever, we get to do this show after a playoff win.
Yeah, yes.
The entire time we've been doing this show, we've never been able to do this show. This is new for us, and boy, is it way more fun. Ravens win 20-13 in Tennessee. They are on to the divisional round next week. We will find out later tonight who it'll be against. Either it'll be a trip to Kansas City if Pittsburgh wins, or it'll be a trip to Buffalo if Cleveland wins. But no longer will we ever have to talk about the fact that Lamar Jackson never won a playoff game.
Thank you.
Will we have to talk about the fact that the Titans have had the Ravens' number over the course of the last 2 years.
And they didn't the first time, Glenn. Yes, they won the football game. I get it. But you also have to understand that having your top two run stoppers is a big part of
it's
very relevant. And as good as Derek Wolfe was in that first game and how he held it down, he couldn't do it for four quarters. Now he has the guys that was up there to help him do the work, and they did exactly what they were brought in to do. Well, Calais Campbell, because Brandon Williams obviously has been here,
right?
So they did exactly what they were to do, which was to shut Derrick Henry down. And when you do that, this offense, although they did move the ball, when you find a way to get A.J. Brown out of the game, which the Ravens decided they wanted to zone
him. And it certainly helped that they lost Corey Davis, too. There is no doubt about that.
Absolutely. That was a big thing.
Yep.
So you lose Corey Davis, and then you found a way to bracket A.J. Brown into a zone where you have two guys on him at all times.
Yep.
It makes it much easier for this offense to get put away on third down.
100%.
And so that's the difference between today. You had two guys that weren't there in the first game. Corey Davis goes down, and A.J. Brown literally is their biggest threat, and the Ravens found a way to take him out of the football game. That's how they won this football game today.
So let me cover a couple things. By the way, we're in the Project Game Day. We're in the Chesapeake Employer. I can't even talk now. I'm so excited. We're in the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Studio of Press Box. It's the Project Game Day postgame show. She's Rita. I'm Glenn. We've got a lot to talk about. We do. It's all brought to you by by Wives Markets. Appreciate them making it happen. I want to cover four things to me. The story of today's game, to me, really can come down to four things that occurred. All right? Four plays, to me, are the story of this game. And none of them individually tell a great story, right? But in just the way that football games go sometimes, four things happen. Rita, go to the first half. Ravens are down 10-0 and faced with third and long. Lamar Jackson rolls out towards the sidelines. It looks like the Titans have him again, literally get to his towel on the play. They're about to get the ball back, already leading 10-0. He hangs in there just long enough. Mark Andrews gets open. They convert on third down. All they did was get a field goal on that drive. But massive change in that moment. Secondarily, we all know the game, maybe the trajectory of the season changes on third and long when Lamar Jackson takes off on his own and puts together one of the most spectacular playoff plays in Ravens history.
Absolutely.
So those are the first two. The second two occurred back-to-back in the fourth quarter. A game where nobody was really doing a lot in the second half. The Ravens obviously had that tremendous first drive, but there wasn't a lot going on in the second half of this football game. The Tennessee Titans, faced with third and two from their own 42-yard line, throw a ball short to Jonnu Smith, but at the sticks. And what happens? Deshaun Elliott comes through, makes a play, breaks it up. And then, insanely, one of the most insane decisions I have ever seen – the Tennessee Titans, 4th and 2 from the 42-yard line, decide they're going to punt the ball.
And I explained to you, because we talked about this off air, I think that was an aggressive, that was an overconfident, decision on the part for the Tennessee Titans, because I definitely believe that Mike Vrabel thought, well, we just stopped them in a similar situation in the same vicinity, because the previous, series for the offense for the Ravens, they were inside the 20, they went 3 and yep. out, they punted the football. So if you punt the football and you put them in the same position, they believed that the Ravens would not convert and move the ball. And that's where they instead of saying we're going to be aggressive here, they decided to be aggressive on defense, and that's where they lost.
100%. I have no idea why it is that they thought that I
they
get
needed
it.
To be aggressive on offense and not be aggressive on defense, particularly when you have a quarterback like Ryan Tannehill that can move the football. Obvious, you know, that can move the chains. He absolutely can get yards.
Yep.
I don't, because you don't need Derrick Henry right there necessarily.
No.
You could do it yourself at 17.
And look, the play before that should have worked to convert. Like, you should have converted on 3rd and 2. Deshaun Elliott just made a hell of a play to break it up. Right.
He made a great play to break it up. You got to use Ryan Tannehill for what he's good for. And in that situation, he would have been good to move the chains.
But
for whatever reason, they decided that we're going to bet on our defense, because they literally had a spectacular series before. So we're going to bank on them. And unfortunately for Mr. Vrabel,
yep.
that was not the decision that you needed to make.
Now, two, like, thank Christ feelings. I'm going to get to your comments in 1 second. Two thank Christ feelings I have right now. Thank Christ, whatever happened in the 4th down situation, where either Lamar Jackson sort of went on his own and called off the decision of his head coach, or the Ravens orchestrated like a really elaborate plan to try to make it look like Lamar Jackson was calling off, make the Titans think that like they were only, I don't know what, I'll never know exactly what happened in the confusion of that. Thank God it didn't fail. And then turn. I know somebody's going to say, well, it did fail. They got called for a penalty. Well, they still got the 3 points mm-hmm. in that spot. Thank God it didn't fail and then end up having to be something that we're still talking about for weeks afterwards. What the F was that? I don't know. Maybe they'll explain it quickly after. And maybe somebody will say, no, we wanted to make it look like we were confused, but we were all on the same page. We were going for it. I'm just glad we don't have to talk about it.
Right.
I'm glad that that one can kind of die and be what it is. And then the other one that's thank Christ is thank Christ the celebration on the 50-yard line did not end up coming back to bite
them. I was immediately upset about it.
For what it's worth, I did not realize that the difference was they were further. I thought they were closer to the 40. I thought there was a scenario that could be the difference in them getting a field goal or not. They were all the way back at the 47, so it wouldn't have been the difference. But still, thank Christ we don't have to talk about that
because
either.
Because at that point, was it 2 minutes? Under 2 minutes? It was barely
yes,
under
it was
two
under,
minutes.
Yeah, it was the play after the.
They still had three. They, meaning the Titans, still
yep.
had 3 timeouts remaining. If they don't convert that first down, and if Lamar doesn't have that big long run, we're having a different conversation. They potentially get the, they potentially get the football back. So, look, I understand the passion that you
yep.
guys and the emotion of it all because of what they did to you in pregame.
Yep.
This was not the same thing. What they did to you in pregame had no effect
yes.
on the football game.
Just go worry about winning the game.
You needed to wait till the clock said 0-0-0 for you to do your little dance on the 50-yard line. Because when that happened, I would have loved it. I would have been like, oh, yes.
Correct.
I love the Petty.
Yeah, you know, you basically are Tom Petty.
I am the queen.
I know you're a Florida fan.
Queen
like,
P.
Yeah, right?
Queen P, and
correct.
The P stands for Petty.
Yes.
I'm the Queen P. However, I'm not that stupid, Glenn. I'm petty, but I ain't dumb.
Right.
I wouldn't have done it right then and there. And that really could have potentially been problematic for this football team. They got lucky that they have Lamar Jackson as the quarterback and that can run the football and keep the clock moving and eventually run the timeout to win the football game. But I hope John Harbaugh has a conversation with his guys when this is over. You can't allow your emotions to get involved. It could potentially lose you a football game.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
I'd love to see it, but I would have loved it even more if the game would have been over. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Project Game Day postgame show. Ravens win. That's the part that
yes,
matters. Ravens win.
And we are excited.
Much like last week, we got to wait a little while to know what's next because it won't be until
we
tonight's
game. We got to wait until the
Browns
game. Yeah.
That we will find out what's next to the Ravens. We also don't know when it's going to be. What we know is there'll be another Project Game Day next weekend. but we don't know if it's Saturday. We don't know if it's Sunday. We have no idea when it's going to be. We will deal with that here coming up. Let's get to some of your comments after the Ravens won today. From KZ just said, I get the sense these teams don't care for each other. Yeah, I mean, who cares? Who cares?
Okay, do you want them to like each other?
I mean, I know it's tend to make a joke, but I'm just sort of in like a who cares. Paul from Orlando, now the haters are going to say, well, Lamar still hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. Let's handle this. Let's handle this right now. You're right, Paul. And by the way, whoever it is that says that, they're going to be right too. All of these things will still be measurements. Like, when you're trying to accomplish things in your career, they're all measurements. Like, getting to a Super Bowl, like, winning all those things are measurements. Right now, you could only take care of one of them today. You took care of the one of them.
The two guys that were drafted in front of him, one which...
Well, I mean, you're not going to compare him to Sam Darnold and...
Two guys. I said two, because only two of them remain in the playoff.
That's true.
Picture. Do we have the same conversations about these young men?
They haven't been as relevant, but
that's not Lamar's problem.
Hang on. It's everybody's problem. Baker Mayfield wishes that was the way that people were talking about him.
But that's my point. The fact that they underwhelmed when they first started is not Lamar's problem.
It's not. No. That part isn't his problem.
So do we have, when Josh Allen won his first playoff game yesterday, did we have the same sentiment, or are we just putting Lamar on a ridiculous level because he won MVP last year?
No, there's something to be said for that, but no, these are measurements. Like, Dan Marino was one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but he never escaped that.
I know.
You still have to go do these things. Measure people. You love Philip Rivers, correct?
Do.
How do we measure Philip Rivers?
Well, I used to. I quit him when he went to LA.
I hear you. I know. You're not.
And so Philip Rivers will always go down as in history to be a great quarterback that could not finish the deal.
Right.
That's a fair assessment, because Philip Rivers has been in the National Football League since 2004. We're having the same conversation about a dude who his 2.5 regular season, because he didn't even play the full regular season in 2018.
That's a fact.
And you want to tell me about legacy? He's 24 years old. I bring up the other two guys because we don't have those conversations about the guys that literally went first and 10th in front of him.
I understand what you're saying. I'm saying I don't care about those other guys because I'm not in their towns, right? Like, if I was in their towns.
No. That's not how this works, though, Glenn.
For you, for me, it's different. I can only talk about Lamar.
I hear you. But it is an unfair assessment on a guy that literally was one pick away from being a second round draft pick.
I understand everything you're saying. I'm not trying to tell you that I think that makes him not good. The measurement here is simply every quarterback is measured by their accomplishments, right?
And we don't measure them the same. That is literally my point. I don't hear people talking about Baker Mayfield the way we talk about Lamar Jackson. I don't hear people talking about Josh Allen the way we certainly don't talk about Sam Darnold the same way.
Well, I mean, how could we?
It is a very unfair precedent on a guy that many people did not even think could be a starter in the National Football
League.
We're
obsessing over this.
Obsessing over it.
Hang on. I want to be fair. It wasn't unfair to bring up somebody who hadn't won a playoff game when they had two shots to do it. That wasn't unfair.
Okay.
It wasn't unfair to say you need to win a playoff game, right? Moving forward, that becomes the target now. It does. You have to do it at some point. The way that you say it matters. If what you say is, this guy stinks because he hasn't won a Super Bowl, you're wrong, period. That, to me, is where it comes up. But when you say the next thing you need to go accomplish is to try to win a Super Bowl, yeah.
A dude that is very, very young in his career and putting the type of pressure.
I understand that.
Putting the type of pressure that people, the media, the fans have put on this guy in particular.
Yes.
That guy is an unfair precedent. I don't care so he didn't win the first two playoff games. Okay, so? Peyton Manning was 0-3 in the playoffs.
I get that, but Patrick Mahomes wasn't.
That's,
you know what I mean? Like,
but he's not—he's not Peyton Manning.
I'm not trying
to say
he is.
Oh, let's have another conversation.
Right.
You know who else was in that draft with Patrick Mahomes?
Mitchell Trubisky. He stinks.
And Deshaun Watson. And out of those two, one guy has one playoff win outside of Patrick Mahomes, and we do not have this conversation about Deshaun Watson the way we do about Lamar Jackson.
That might be fair.
No, it is fair because that's the truth.
That might absolutely be fair. there. I don't disagree with that. And I don't, by the way,
I'm annoyed by it.
But I mean, there are other conversations about what's been going on in Houston that probably prevent us from having that conversation
that,
about Deshaun Watson.
That has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson's career, because at one point he had DeAndre Hopkins, a guy who never dropped a football.
I understand that.
And out of his time in Houston, he has one playoff win. And yet, there was a conversation on Twitter about who was willing to trade Deshaun Watson, and the Ravens was listed on that list because Lamar Jackson had
insane.
Not won a that playoff
was,
game.
That thing was,
but this is what
that
I'm
didn't
telling
deserve
you
conversation.
Is ridiculous to me.
But I'm having a different conversation than you are.
We're having the same conversation.
I'm not measuring Lamar Jackson's quality as a quarterback by the fact that he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. That's insane.
Well, you and I are on the same page in that regard.
I'm saying that's the goal.
Yes.
Like we talk about it because that's what you want to do.
Yes.
The Ravens want to win a Super Bowl this year. It matters to them.
Yes.
They will be pissed off if they don't win a Super Bowl this year.
Yes.
That's the goal, no matter what year you are. Now, again, if they don't, it doesn't mean Lamar stinks. All those other things are relevant.
But to
dismiss it, to say it doesn't exist, they want to go win a Super Bowl.
And
the other stuff doesn't matter. They don't get to say, hey, we can't win the Super Bowl. It's only Lamar's third year. It's not fair to talk about that. No, they want to go win the Super Bowl in Lamar's third year.
That's
their point.
I hear you, Glenn. But my point is, if he doesn't, it is not the end of the world. He is a very young football player. He has a lot of time to win a Super Bowl. They're going to re-sign this kid.
Yes. Obviously.
That's going to happen. He'll have an opportunity. He'll have opportunities. If we were 8 seasons in having this conversation, then you need to cuss me out and say,
but I want him to do it this year. I don't want to wait 8 years.
I hear you.
I want him to do it now.
And while I hear you, I think that it is a fair thing to say with what we know that they have on offense.
Right.
What he's done with this football team.
No, I mean, there's
most people couldn't do.
There is no way. That Lamar Jackson is unimpeachable. Let me make. Hang on a second. And even that's unfair because there are still areas where you say, look, you know, like the throw in the first half still happened.
For the
right?
most part, like, he's untouchable.
For the most part, yes. We all know that Lamar Jackson is outstanding. When I say my response to that is that, yes, that's the goal. That's it.
But that's every team's goal, Glenn.
Agreed.
Like literally.
But I only cover one of them, Rita.
The point that I'm making is that the expectations for these other guys do not appear to be on any type of level as it is for this guy, the one that nobody thought was going to be this good.
I understand everything you're saying, but if I was a fan of the Cleveland Browns, if I was a fan of the Houston Texans, if I was a fan of any of those teams, my goal would be the same. I want my quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'm not. I care about one team and one guy, so that's the guy that I want to have win a Super Bowl. I just think that we get lost in the fray. You're not wrong that Lamar is judged a certain way by a group of people elsewhere in the country that had certain opinions about him and want to their opinions to be proven right. And so they constantly move the target in order to make sure that their opinions are proven right. But
right.
Separating that is they got a chance to win a Super Bowl right now.
Yes, they do.
And if they turn around next week and lose to Kansas City, I'm not going to feel better because somebody's going to say, well, it's still only Lamar's third year. Okay, great. Like, I still think that he's a hell of a player, and they're going to have plenty more chances. But they got a great chance to win it right now.
But I bring that up because of the comment that was made, because the person said, well, what we're going to do now is say, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No, you said the haters. The haters.
Hey, man, it's a lot of people that like them that'll say the same thing, too. And all I'm saying is that we have to – these guys are young, and at the end of the day, it's only going to be one Super Bowl champion. Yes, we want it to be Lamar. Absolutely, we want it to be Lamar. But if it's not Lamar, Glenn, he has still time to be a Super Bowl champion.
I
and that's the point that I'm making.
To me, Rita, that's a conversation we can have in February, right?
Okay.
Like, we can have that conversation.
I hear you because we're
right
now in a playoff push. I get it.
The nature of football, I never know what's going to happen.
I think
you're right.
You don't.
I think you're right that Lamar's going to have plenty of time and plenty of chances. But you never know what insane things are going
to
occur.
I agree.
And right now, they're 3 wins short of winning a Super Bowl. They are 3 wins away.
With the roster that they have.
Which is incomplete. I don't think it's great.
And that's the part that people don't get.
I agree with you, Rita. Wholeheartedly, I agree with you. But still, let me have that side of the conversation somewhere down the road. Right now, success, go win a Super Bowl. Go win a Super Bowl, and there's no debate about it.
So I just want to make the point that losing or not advancing to the Super Bowl does not mean you're successful. It means that you have work to do. And so I'm not speaking that into existence by any means. Obviously, I think that the Ravens are a dangerous team because of what they can do even if some of that was taken away from them a little bit today, I still think that they're the team that we have seen the last 6 weeks, right?
Yep.
I think that they can do those things against the other teams that they're going to play. But if somehow they don't do it, all I'm saying is that they have an opportunity in the offseason to say,
I still want
to
do all those
things.
We need
to make some changes and we need to get better. Because if they do win the Super Bowl, Glenn, this is a real interesting offense in which they won that Super Bowl.
No doubt, Rita.
That's all I'm saying.
All of that can be true.
We can sit here and name guys that Mahomes has. We can name guys that,
yes,
that Josh Allen has. I can name guys that Baker Mayfield has. Mark Andrews,
I'm with
is
you.
The standout guy.
I'm with you
on this
Rita.
Football team.
Utterly with you, but that conversation to me is for February.
But it's a fair assessment, and that's the part that we're not having the fair assessment.
I know, but right now I just want to go win a Super Bowl. Like,
I want them too.
They won the Super Bowl with a wildly incomplete roster the last time. They won a Super Bowl.
Hold on.
Better offensive players. I don't disagree with that. Better offensive players.
Because I was getting ready to go. But what you won't do is talk about Anquan Boldin
way. No, well, you know I'm not doing
that. Okay.
Their defense the last time wasn't any good. They won a Super Bowl anyway.
They were very
right?
average. Like, they were very average.
This, to me, is the – look, there are plenty of problems. You're 3 wins away. Go do it.
I agree.
If you don't go do it – That's the other stuff.
That's the conversation, like you said.
Yeah.
So it's the if you don't go do it, and you're right, it's a conversation we probably should be having in February, but that comment of that guy just kind of riled me up because it does upset me that we're having these, well, if he don't win next week, then why are we having this conversation? You already said he needs to win a playoff game.
Let me save that and come back to it, Rita. Save it. We'll come back to that, all right? I do want to revisit that. Let's go through some more comments. Ravens won, by the way. The Ravens won today. And this is what we're doing.
I am the one defending Lamar Jackson.
All right, let's. Andrew Stecca says, "Cuss it up, friends. Let's effing go."
See?
I'm gonna back. I'm not gonna cuss as much as I'm not.
Do you want me to do it?
You can
you know
do
I
whatever
will.
You
want to
do. I don't. I felt it. I felt it was necessary in that first moment. I don't feel it's necessary now.
I got one more. I'll wait to the end.
Mistake-free second half for Lamar's first playoff win. Awesome. Mistake free. I mean, I'm not throwing a ball on first down when I got the chance to run out the clock. I'm not lobbing it downfield where it can be overthrown.
Was that the
and
play call that came in?
I'm changing it.
If I'm Lamar, I'm not doing it.
But
apparently, he don't have the reins to change.
Well,
things.
We don't know. We don't know what happened on fourth down. I don't know. John Harbaugh just met with the media. Maybe we'll find out more about what happened.
So you're
on fourth
right.
Down.
I'm with you on that.
That to me was a bit of a mistake. That situation was a slight mistake. But other than that, yes, for the most part,
they still had 236 rushing yards. It didn't feel that way.
Well because 100 of them were Lamar. Yeah.
And that's probably true. But like like the other two, J.K. and Gus, it didn't feel like that they mustered up that. But apparently that they did.
Well, it wasn't right. It wasn't the dominant running back game.
Yeah.
That we had seen over the last couple of weeks. This was Lamar on the ground making plays, and specifically, obviously, the one for 48 yards, which stands out. KZ, all narrative's over. Still not a Harbs guy. Jesus Christ, we're doing this?
He ain't gonna never be a Harbs
guy. And he does what he does, but great team win. The defense was huge. I disagree with all narratives over, and this is why I said I want to revisit this. This was the first one. Make no mistake, the first thing that had to happen was they had to win a playoff game, unquestionably. That was the first thing. But as I said before, if they turn around next week and have to go to Kansas City, and they turn around and get their asses kicked by Kansas City, are we all going to feel warm fuzzies because, hey, at least they won one playoff game? And I'm not trying to speak it into existence.
No. But I'm saying, right. I sigh like, because it is another conversation that we're going to have if they lose that football. You're right.
This was not the only thing. There was no way for this season to be successful.
You're
if we were doing the other show today, we would say this entire season was a loss because you had to do that. You had to do this. But I pray to God we're not having that show next weekend. I pray to God next weekend we're starting to think about the AFC Championship game and exercising the Chiefs demons or getting ready for a showdown with the Chiefs, whichever one it's going
to
be.
Exercise them.
I pray that's what we're doing. But I can't get on board with, like, this was the end-all, be-all. This was the only thing that mattered. This mattered. This was important. And you couldn't, like, your season was going to be a failure if you didn't win today. But I don't know that suddenly next week they turn around and they get bludgeoned by the Chiefs if I just sit back and say, yeah, but at least they won one playoff game. That's all that really mattered was at least they won that one. Yeah, they're 0-4 now against the Chiefs, and You know, the last three haven't been competitive, but geez, at least they won that one. I'm not ready to go there yet. It's big. It's big today. From Paul, I said last week, keep rocking the purple pants to the rest of the season. Did you wore the socks again today?
I did. My pants on, my socks is on.
Rita said she's not washing the socks.
Now, Glenn tried to sit here and say my socks gonna be funky, but my feet don't stink. And so my socks will not stink. And they will continue to be unwashed.
But you only wear them on game day, correct?
Yeah, I don't wear them during the week. So I'll be fine. And I'm gonna have my socks on until they lose.
But Paul says they need to keep wearing the purple pants for the rest of the season.
Yes, because those are their good look pants, I think.
I mean, they're gonna be on the road, so I mean they probably have the option to wear the purple pants the rest of the way. Jeff, time to gloat all night long. Bring on the next opponent. It's time for the Ravens to go all the way. That's what Jeff is feeling is kind of how I feel. We can do this. We can have all of this until tomorrow. Enjoy this. This feels really good. And it's as much jubilation as it is relief. It's just we don't have to spend another offseason having the same conversation and worrying about that. We can finally put that part of this
right
to bed.
I agree.
Enjoy that. Like, feel it. That's great. You know what I mean? I'm with you on that. But come tomorrow, you've got an opponent, and you've got a winnable game. Like, as good as those two teams are, and they're both very good, no one that has watched football down the stretch could think to yourself, that's an unwinnable game next week, either place they could possibly go. If they go to Kansas City, this is a Chiefs team that has struggled. They have not been all that impressive down the stretch. A Buffalo team that is really good but doesn't run the ball at all. You go from a team that's built on the greatest running back maybe ever to a team that not only did they never ran the ball to begin with, and then they lost their only running back yesterday. They don't run the ball at all. Their quarterback is the only player that runs the ball.
Right, correct.
Neither one of these games is unwinnable. Neither one of these games is a game that you can sit back at the end and say, well, gee gosh golly, you just weren't as good as the other. There's none of that. There's no warm fuzzies what happens next week. You got to go win. Like, that's it. You got to go win.
And it doesn't matter who, right? Like, whether it's the Bills, because their offense is high-powered. Now, their defense does have struggles, and you can exploit that.
Should be able to.
But their offense has...
Of course, you should have been able to exploit Tennessee a little bit more than you probably did today.
Well, offensively. Because right. I think the defense did their job.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, we look at the Bills' defense.
But you know what, though, Glenn? I look at that as an exchange, because in the first game, the offense was up 10 points, and the defense was get squandered away.
Sure,
and
this was just the end.
Man,
right?
Sometimes it happens that way. Sometimes you got to pull up. You got to do what you need to do. And they did what they need to do the last time in the Ravens game, and the defense allowed that to get away from them. And so they, good for them for making that up.
Scott, I feel a great sense of relief. Also a comeback victory. Yes, for the on top of it being the first playoff win, it's also the first time ever under Lamar Jackson the Ravens have rallied from down double digits.
Yep, 10-0.
They had never been down 10 by 10 points, which is a little staggering, and it like sort of seems like that was more of an anomaly than anything else, but at least you can erase that and not have to think about it anymore. KZ, 24-hour rule, whoop it up, then on to KC or Buffalo.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Paul says, props to Marquise. He stepped up today. Has he earned Hollywood back, Rita?
I am on the fence about it because I felt like he had a really good game today. He caught everything that was coming his way. I'm scared that if I call him Hollywood, he'll go back to bad habits.
You say maybe this is an off-season thing that you consider?
Yeah. I think he has to keep going because I'm scared that if I give him his old name back, that's when we're going to start all over again.
I don't think – I agree. I think that's the right way to go about doing it. Don't mess with it right now.
Yeah.
Like, don't mess with any of the juju.
We
got to
go with what's working. Right? You know what I mean?
I'm with you. Hey, start the year off right with Window Nation's most popular deal. Put no money down. Make no payments for 2 full years. And get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Scott, Judon was great today, as well as Humphrey. Lamar was Lamar, one of a kind. The name that he didn't put in there that we all, Pernell McPhee,
played, was a man. He was a dog today, baby. He played today.
He was a monster.
He played today. Judon also had a good game as well.
Yes.
So, yes, I mean... I guess we don't give Pernell McPhee enough flowers because he doesn't play every down.
Correct.
And so, you know, we don't he's not as visible.
Type of player that typically, if he's not getting sacks, you're not always noticing his impact.
His impact.
Today,
yes.
You noticed his impact.
Absolutely.
He was incredible. incredible today.
How do you feel about the Derek Wolf pass interference call? I mean, I know that they got the first down, so it wouldn't have mattered, but I felt like he got the ball. He got there when the ball got off, and I don't know. And it looked like he let up.
Mm-hmm.
And they still called it. I don't know what you do with that.
I don't really know what you do with it. Obviously, the bigger one, everybody's going to talk about the Willie Snead one. Thankfully, again, not something we have to worry about because the Ravens won.
Yes.
As I said when I went back and looked in the video, it wasn't the utterly egregious call that I thought it was initially, where I was like, dude, he leaned his shoulder in. He did.
Okay. But it wasn't like a big – it wasn't a real hard lean.
I mean, I'm not trying to – again, I probably wouldn't have called it, but like the way I initially reacted to it is that might be one of the worst calls I've ever seen. It's not. Dude,
it's not the worst call.
He was attempting to commit a penalty that he might have gotten away with because he just sort of didn't
Well, clearly he didn't. I just have a problem with that because
in juxtaposition to the agent.
Right. Benefit. I got an issue with it because it wasn't really egregious. It was very passive in what he was doing, Snead. But then you have the A.J. Brown who literally extended his arm at the last second, even though, yes, both him and Humphrey were going back and forth. But the extension of the arm is what separated him to get the touchdown, and we don't get that call. So if you're going to let them play, then you got to let them play.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to go all across the board. Don't pick and choose when you decide that you want to call a flag. That's the problem that I have.
I hear you. I totally get it. Paul, I'm excited to watch Lamar without the weight of the world on his shoulders next weekend.
Good point.
We'll have to measure this. If he's up against Patrick Mahomes next week, I don't know that I agree that there isn't an insane amount of pressure that comes with that.
Right.
Even if it's Josh Allen, right? Like Josh Allen, there's been a lot of comparisons throughout the course of the year. And it shouldn't be that way.
I
hear you.
That.
It's definitely far different. If it's Mahomes, you're trying to get his money.
The Mahomes, not even that. Yes, that is true. He is trying to get Mahomes money, but also it is personal because you cannot beat him and you have not beaten him.
Correct.
We obviously know the first time was on the defense, but then the other two times was like on you guys.
Yes.
And so you it's personal. That is a personal thing, and you worry that consumes him, and instead of playing the game that he knows how to play, he feels like he needs to do a little bit more because this is the team that is literally my kryptonite.
But you would have worried that he would have been consumed down 10-0 today again.
You're right.
And he responded.
And that's a fair
point. He responded
against a team that he was also has had problems. Same team that jumped him out of the playoffs last year. Same team that they lost to in the regular season. So you're absolutely right.
100%. Jeff, woo, big win. Lamar officially shut up his critics. Can we move on now? I mean, we're going to move on when we know who the opponent is. We're going to talk about that more throughout the course of the week. KZ, I'm petty. I love the dancing on the logo right then and there.
KZ,
LOL.
You know damn good and well that was potentially dangerous. Of all people, you know better. I can't believe you. I cannot believe KZ would be okay with that. Of all people.
I mean, I
what if they went? What if they?
I know.
Ran out?
I'm trying
then
to.
What?
I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this. It would have been far more egregious if the spot after the interception had been at like a 37 where you're basically in field goal range already and they got pushed back to the
other
side of
it. That's all I'm saying.
That would have been horrendous. As it turns out, I did the math wrong. They would have had the ball at the 47. They wouldn't have been in field goal range at that point.
But they were close enough to field goal range than
Fair
that
enough,
they were.
If they
ended
got
up
a
on
first
their own
down,
30-yard
right,
line.
Right.
They ended up on their own 30-yard line. Stop it, KZ. I would have preferred them to do that. You know would have been a good time? When the Ravens got the first down and they had no more timeouts and then they all did it. Because, again, I'm taking the penalty. I don't give a shit.
Right.
I'll take the penalty when the rest of the team comes out. I know the game ain't over, but
oh,
I don't give
a
damn.
If there's 20 seconds left and you,
it.
By all means, do whatever the F you want to do.
Storm on
right.
it, spit on it, fart there on it.
Still,
I don't care what you do to
there
it.
There was still 2 minutes left and
that's
they had all three
I'm
timeouts.
Saying.
The game
gotta
was.
Gotta be smart.
And that's what really looks bad is even if it has nothing to do with the penalty itself. But if the next play, somebody fumbles, they get the ball back, all you're going to think about for eternity,
thank you.
That will ring on eternally.
Don't give
that you
anybody
went out.
An opportunity. That was literally it.
A bunch of people finally got in about Pernell McPhee. Paul, Pernell McPhee balled out.
Yes,
Daryl, Pernell McPhee had Derrick Henry's number today. so many tackles to stop Henry today by himself.
Yes.
Pramell McPhee was a monster.
He was amazing.
There was a lot of reaction when you and I were going back and forth about that. We're not revisiting that. We've handled
about
all that.
About the other quarterbacks? I don't want to do it. We did it already.
We've done all that.
I said what I had to say. I said what I said. And you said what you said. And we've just moved on like a happy
I'll respond. What he says, if they fall short, it shouldn't be a knock on his legacy. But somebody doesn't have a legacy 3 years in, is what I would say, right?
My point is that they are trying to make this young man have a legacy, and that's my problem.
I think this is where you... I don't care.
I know you don't.
I really, like...
You know I take this very...
I know you do.
I take Lamar personally because I take him personally.
I have gotten to a place in my life where I can completely... You referred to a tweet from Jeff Schwartz the other day, which was just dumb. It was just a dumb, stupid tweet.
I know.
But I'm capable in my life of just saying... This is stupid.
Oh, but for the most part,
I don't need to.
Yeah, like I don't engage for the most. For the most part, I don't engage because I understand that Lamar can win a Super Bowl, and whether I don't care if it's this year, I don't care if it's 3 years, 5 years, 8 years from now, and we will still have a conversation about how good Lamar Jackson is. It will never change. So I have learned that every battle is not worth the fight.
Right.
Now, what I am going to do is check you blue check people because you sound fucking stupid. And yes, I did say the F word because he does sound fucking
stupid.
Go
for it.
He sounded like an idiot.
It was insane.
And the point and the comment that he made, if you didn't see, was that if Lamar Jackson goes 0-3 in the playoffs, would you not consider a trade for Deshaun Watson?
I actually remember the entire – he listed a number –
he listed teams that would not consider trading for Deshaun Watson. And the Ravens wasn't on it.
And somebody responded to him and said, the Ravens? And he said –
correct.
If Lamar loses, he'll be 0-3 in the playoffs. You wouldn't think about it? Like, no.
And so
no,
my response to that was – yes, I know social media wasn't a thing, guys, so please don't remind me, but I don't recall us having a conversation about trading Peyton Manning to East Bum F because he was 0-3 in the playoffs.
But
I don't recall having that conversation.
Rita, to my point, one stupid person saying something on Twitter to me is not a conversation.
I know.
Made.
The problem is that he is not one. It's many, and that's the problem.
I mean, maybe I've just completely managed to get all of those people out of my life. That might have something to do with it. It might be the case.
I don't even follow that dude. Somebody retweeted him on my timeline.
And this also is different. I don't watch any of those ESPN shows. I don't watch any of those Fox Sports.
I don't watch any of those shows.
I don't either. And I mean this with all due respect. Those people don't know as much about the Baltimore Ravens as you and I do.
Yes.
They don't. They can't. And that's not even a knock on them.
I agree.
They have to watch a bunch of other games.
They have to cover a bunch of different.
They don't know as much.
Oh, but baby, so since you don't want to do it, when I'm in the mood, because Queen P sometimes wants to come out, because I've been on Ryan Clark's ass for a couple days now. Because you told us.
I don't mind you fighting about Ryan Clark.
You told us that Kyler Murray was going to take this team to the playoffs, and Kyler Murray is sitting at home right now. So he was going to get it from me. Him and Jeff Schwartz is always going to get it from me because now Ryan Clark is pro Lamar Jackson. Oh, no, baby. That's not how this works because literally in the middle of the season, you told us that Kyler Murray was the better quarterback for this organization.
Well, I'll let you drag him because he was a Steeler. So drag him all you want to drag him.
I'm dragging Schwartz because Schwartz's brother plays for the Kansas, either a coach
that's
or a
no,
player.
No, he's an offensive
Chiefs,
lineman for
and
the Chiefs.
And so there's some rivalry, a little bit of rivalry going
on there.
It
could be the next opponent.
He's
going
to get it too.
Be the next one.
Any of these blue checks that want to talk it, I am time
go
enough
I'll
for
go,
you.
You know what? Go get them. I'm not even – go get them. Go get them.
It just depends on the
but
day.
But I want the Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
Me too.
I'm standing by that.
Me too.
I ain't doing any of this – hey, it doesn't matter stuff right now. I'm not doing any of that. We can
Where you are, okay, great. That was the first playoff win. Let's get the second and the third.
That's my point. Yeah. My point is that same conversation that you just had, I'll have that conversation. I will be the one screaming it at other people around
until
the country.
Until then, I'll do it for you.
I'll do that after the until they win a Super Bowl, until we get through the season, until this is over, one way or the other. My goal is I want you to go win a Super Bowl right now. That's what I want.
I'll do it for you. I'll ride it out for both of us.
But I'll do it with you.
All right, cool.
Once it's over.
Don't get me wrong. Lamar Jackson should win a Super Bowl, right? I'm hoping he does. But
guess what? I want it to be now.
I do too. But if he doesn't this year, I don't give a damn. I'm going to drag everybody.
Maybe
it doesn't matter.
Maybe I'll take that back. I want it to be a year where I can be there. Maybe I'll take
Well, look, there's a part of me that's like, oh my God, as great as it is, right? Wouldn't it be greater if they got like, if they brought in like an Allen Robinson in the offseason, then they become real potent and then they're not stoppable and then we can actually go to the game?
No, but I still want them. I want them to win the Super Bowl.
I'm conflicted about that too, Glenn. Literally just for the sake of me being there.
I know, right? It's really tough. You're like, man, we could have
gone. Maybe somebody else this year.
Paul, I think the Ravens would have actually won the game by more if it hadn't been for that darn punter for the Titans. The guy kept his team in the game with all his bombs in the field position battle. But yet, when they needed to drop one inside the five, he came up with a 26-yard punt. And again, it was an insane decision. It was stupid. But this, for some reason, we have always measured punters by distance. And I think it has badly hurt Sam Cook and how he gets measured among the greatest punters of all time. Because Sam Cook hasn't always needed to deliver 70-yard punts. What has regularly been needed is, bro, we're at the 45. Oh, the other 45. Can you drop this to the other 5-yard line? Get me a really good 50-yard punt that pins them in deep. And he does that constantly. And he's made a career out of doing that. And so Brett Kern, as good as he was all day, he was great all day. You're absolutely right about that, Paul. He's great all day. But in that moment, when what they needed wasn't 70-yard bomb, they needed, dude, we need you to line up and put this ball out of bounds at the 2-yard line and back them up on their heels. And instead, he gave them a 26-yard punt that gave the Ravens pretty decent field position in the most important moment of the game.
Yep.
Matters when you're talking about punters. From AJ, the clock management needs to improve. What was the play call on first down? Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. That's not okay. But also, the final possession of the first half was dreadful. I mean, it was dreadful in terms of clock management. As I said then, I understood them not taking the timeout after second down because you don't want to leave potentially Tennessee a bunch of time if they get the ball back. But once you convert on third down, insane that the Ravens had timeouts and didn't take one after a long third down conversion. Guys are racing up to the line. They're confused, and it led to a disastrous first down play where they lost yards, and then they're out of it, and they missed the chance to score points there. That can't happen 100% right. Wink needs to throw a new wrinkle versus Kansas City. Hopefully, Unique makes a difference since he didn't play in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, we don't know that it's going to be Kansas City. We need to find that out first, but yeah, I mean, sure. They're going to have to do a lot of things different next time around. From Gerald, if the Ravens get to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship, will it be time to start talking contract extension for Lamar?
Yes.
I mean, it is.
Unfortunately for the Ravens, yes.
It is sort of an unspoken part of the dialogue, man. Mm-hmm. Like, this, if they make a run, and you're Lamar Jackson, and you can like Baltimore and feel good and have happy relationships and the whole deal, why wouldn't you be demanding a massive money contract right now?
Yep. Well, I don't need to wait for the fifth-year option. That is just a legality
right here.
I don't have to wait for the fifth year to try to ask for my money.
Correct.
I want my money.
Why wouldn't you? Why? I mean, like, it would be, to me, insane.
I think that this starts to get the ball rolling, Glenn, honestly, because if you look at how the other guys have gotten paid, they've gotten paid after their third season, and that would be Josh Allen, they're all going to be asking money.
Why would you possibly
Absolutely.
Not be asking
for... You may do you a favor.
For what reason?
I made you guys 11
Correct.
And 5.
Correct.
Okay? So pay me.
You remember unanimous MVP? You remember that part? And if they make a run on top of that this year...
It was for him to not even offer because of that playoff game was so bad.
Right.
They didn't even try to ask for a contract extension after a unanimous MVP.
Well, they couldn't. Obviously, you have to wait 3
years. But you could have said, "Hey,
I'm letting you guys know now. Right. That Mahomes deal?
This third season, ready to start talking.
You're giving that to me. Exactly
we're
right.
We're ready to start having this conversation the minute the third season starts.
By the way, I don't know that he doesn't – if they lose next week, I don't know that he doesn't have the same conversation.
He still should. I don't care.
I'm
I don't
with
care
you.
If he loses. He still
I don't know
should.
That, I don't know. Look, if they make a run, it's far more difficult for the Ravens to try to play tough negotiate and to try to do what they did with Joe Flacco once upon a time, where they say, all right, turn around and prove it, right? Like, it's far more difficult if they make a deep run in the playoffs for the Ravens not to step up and say, all right, let's not play around. Let's not have anybody have a bad taste in their mouth. Let's go ahead and get this done. If they lose next week, the Ravens might be in more of a spot to say, look, we understand where you're coming from, but we don't have to do it either. And so that means either you're going to have to hold out, which with 2 years left on your contract, it seems very unlikely you're going to choose to do that,
Yep. Still
wanting to prove your value. That, to me, is the more relevant part about whether or not they make a run, is what the Ravens do. If you're Lamar Jackson, I mean, I'm walking in today, and I'm saying, you guys are ready, right? Like, at the end of the year, you're giving me
an
ungodly amount of money when this season is over.
Pay
that's
me.
The way that's going.
I want my money.
From Simon. Oh, Simon, fire everybody. Start. Oh, wait. Hold up. I just assumed. All right, bud. All right. From Jacob just said that is stupid. Well, I don't know what part of the conversation you're referring to, Jacob. I'm sorry. I would respond to it if I knew what part it was. From Brian Powell. Oh, you know, our buddy Jeremy Kahn now, 14 consecutive lock picks.
Yeah, because he picked them.
Because he had the Ravens
yesterday.
As his
he
lock.
Did. He picked them as a lock.
He says, how much pressure is Jeremy on to make it the Ravens as lock next week? Jeremy doesn't have to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
If he don't feel it, he ain't
right.
going to do it.
Come on,
and
man.
And that's just what it is.
Yeah, he's going to pick who he thinks is a guarantee to win. That's the way he does this. Who cares if it's the Ravens or not? Also, please tell Rita that Gerald Brown, the Bottom Line Sports Show, is proud of her.
Oh, Gerald. I miss my. That's my and, my friend, my Bucks friend.
He says, I hope to see the Ravens versus the Buccaneers.
He's
in the
a
Super
Bucks
Bowl.
Fan. Gerald is a good friend of mine. And so Gerald is he has a radio show in New York, and he is a Bucks fan.
Okay.
And he's good peoples. So
I'm still torn about the Super Bowl thing, though. Like, we're not going to be there. I mean,
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to try. I have not gone anywhere. I haven't
I
done
mean,
anything. Well, guess what? I feel like if the Ravens go there, I should be rewarded for fighting and avoiding coronavirus for as long as I have.
So you're just going to take it all back and say, the hell with it, I'm going.
And see, I live alone, right?
All
so
right, that's
so
little,
when
you
I
know,
go home,
fewer people at risk.
I wouldn't see anybody. I would quarantine
you tell,
for two
you tell
weeks.
Your parents, like, I'll
hey,
see you in
I'll
a month.
I'll see you in a
yeah,
month.
Right?
I'm good.
All right, all
but,
right.
You know me. I am very careful because I'm very paranoid about this whole thing.
I do know that.
I wear N95 masks to the store,
no
guys.
Joke.
I don't play. However, I'm wearing my N95 mask.
You canceled trips. Like, you have canceled trips.
I canceled a bunch of trips, but I ain't canceling that one.
All right.
And look, I'm not going to none of the events. I'm just there to go to the game.
So you maybe do like a fly-in, fly-out
oh,
type
yeah.
of deal?
Oh, yeah. I would fly in Sunday morning and leave Monday morning. It would be literally.
What could I
possibly do?
Somebody asked me the other day, like, would you? I'm like, I don't think I would go.
You got kids, Glenn.
My son is
22
you're grown,
and
right,
grown.
Right.
He don't even live with me.
I don't
so.
Think that there's any scenario by which I'm
yeah,
going.
I don't think
it's happening.
Nor should you. But me and my
But it'll be tough, right?
My solo ass,
yeah,
I would definitely go.
It'll be tough for me. It'd be real tough for me if we get to that point and somebody was like, if the boss were like, hey, bro, we need you to go, I'd be like,
I'm curious to know how this would work, though, with what's happened with COVID. Like, you know, obviously there's Radio Row and things like that. And
yeah,
I'm sure you've done Radio Row
I've done
in
it a
the
bunch,
past.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works now because of COVID. Like, do you still do the interviews, but everybody got to wear a mask? I have no idea how that works.
There's
would
way
work.
Too many people in that.
Well, and that's another. Well, they've already. This I do know is that obviously they're not giving out the credentials
yeah.
that they've given out in years past. So it's probably mainly major networks and major radio
and
stations.
And local media is what
And
I'm
local
gonna,
medias
right.
of the teams that go. But outside of that, like, you just can't randomly go.
So I've been credentialed for a number of Super Bowls that I just never went to. Like, I went, obviously,
same.
In New Orleans, but I've been credentialed for other ones and
yeah.
just, like, it was only in, like, it was essentially if, and some years I went for the week, but never went to the game, and it was essentially if the Ravens are in the game, I'll go to the game.
Yeah,
if not, I'm
same.
Not going.
Yep.
They're not going to be doing any. They're going to say nobody. And I still had the option. Even though the Ravens didn't make it, I still could have gone to those Super Bowls. I just didn't go because.
Yeah, but now it's like, no.
Yeah,
it's,
that
it's,
none,
it's
there's
really,
going to be none of that.
So there's that.
That.
But I am, if they go. I'm on the record to say I'm seriously considering risking the coronavirus to see the Ravens go to the Super
Bowl. I understand how you feel about it. I do understand how you feel about
because
it.
Because this is personal for me. It might not be personal for anybody else.
It's your godson.
For me, and because I've been a fan of Lamar since he was in college, it is personal.
I understand.
So I got to be there.
Let me get a break in here. When we come back in, we're going to talk about who we want the opponent to be next week. That's the conversation we're having on the other side. We know who it could be. There's two options. Which one do you want it to be next week, and why? Because there's different reasons why you might answer either one. We'll talk about that next. She's Rita. I'm Glenn. We're in the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Studio. It's the Project Game Day postgame show. Ravens win. They're moving on. They're into the divisional round next week. That's a good thing. We like that. Here we go. Window Nation is kicking off the new year with their most popular deal to help you afford new Window Nation windows. Just call today and make no payments for 2 full years. That's not all. Get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy and make no down payment. Make no payments at all and pay no interest for 2 full years. Use the savings you save to pay off your high interest holiday credit card bills. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Start the new year with new windows and incredible savings. Tell them Glenn Clark sent you.
Tired of online shopping, takeout food, and vacations by car? Then join the COVID-19 plasma trials, sponsored by Johns Hopkins University. You could receive plasma that contains antibodies from recovered COVID-19 patients. So if you or a loved one has just tested positive, participating in the trial could help you fight it. Join today at COVIDplasmatrial.org so we can all get back to boutique stores, jet setting, and not having to eat out of a cardboard box. COVIDplasmatrial.org. The fight starts here.
Glory Days Grill Fall Winter Seasonal Menu is now available for dine-in, dine-out, on the patio, or to-go. It's a new season, so enjoy new flavors. Try their new shrimp appetizers, homemade meatloaf, impossible cheesesteaks, and more. They're open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Visit GloryDaysGrill.com for a location near you. From the Glory Days Grill family, stay healthy and positive during this challenging time in our community.
Looking to get one up on the competition? Supercharge your computer skills. CCBC has classes at all levels from beginner to expert coder. Explore Microsoft Office, gaming, or even ethical hacker. Maybe hardware is your gig. Become A-plus certified. All tuition free if you qualify. Call 443-840-4700 or visit ccbcmd.edu/quickreg.
C3 American Exteriors is the area's best and most trusted roof and siding specialists. C3 is also an insurance adjuster's worst nightmare and a homeowner's dream come true. With all of the bad weather, chances are you have some roof and siding damage. Call C3 American Exteriors now to get your roof and siding repairs for the cost of your deductible. Don't let the insurance industry get one over on you. C3 guarantees a 48-hour rapid response. Call 401-9797 or go to c3america.com. for a free analysis.
With Wise Market's lowest price guarantee, we guarantee the lowest price in the area. If a local competitor advertises any of our tagged lowest price guarantee items at a lower price, we'll give you double the difference with purchase.
Eat better, spend less. That's Wise.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventures across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of 1 million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? Go to army.com/Baltimore to find out. To learn more, contact your local Army recruiter and find us on social media at U.S. Army Baltimore.
All right, back in here from the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Studio. We are winding down for the Project Game Day postgame show. Ravens are on to next week. We now await the result of tonight's game. Pittsburgh wins, then Baltimore goes to Kansas City.
Yes.
Cleveland wins, Baltimore goes to Buffalo. You would assume the Kansas City game would likely be a Sunday game. You would think they would want the Chiefs on Sunday for TV reasons. Now, because
of
the Ravens. They typically decide it by. It's weird, though.
We are a Sunday. We are a prime time.
Yeah, but now
game
that I think about
too.
It, wouldn't the Chiefs as like the one seed, like be able to step in and say, "Yo, we're the one seed. Like we should get the extra day of rest before we'd have to play the following week."
Yeah.
So we should be playing.
So is the Packers. What about the Packers?
Normally, they announce like ahead of time.
So you think both one seed should get Sunday
I would
games?
Think that both ones, okay. No, Saturday games, both one, like they should request it because then you get the extra day of rest for the following week. If you win,
you want them to have. You think that they should get Saturday games.
Right. I think they should want Saturday. If
because
I'm the one,
that's
seed,
one less day that the team that's coming in
has
gets,
to prepare
and
for them.
Still,
and then if
and
you
they've
win,
already rested.
Correct. You're good and rested. And if you win, now you get an extra day of rest for the championship game. I think if you're the one seed, you would ask for Saturday games. But the networks are the one that makes the call. And the networks are probably like, yo, Sunday is the day that matters to us, and you're Patrick Mahomes, and we want you to play on Sunday. I mean,
that makes
I don't
sense.
Know. We'll find out. We'll find out. The point being, Rita.
Who do I want?
Who do you want and why? Who do you want it to be and why?
So, I mean, there's a part of me that wants the Chiefs just to kind of get that monkey off the back. But all, but let's be a little bit smart here, right? Like, Buffalo it did not play well yesterday. They didn't play, you know, super well yesterday, and Josh Allen, luckily for them, kind of helped them get over the hump. That defense is not good for the Bills, and they're worse than the Chiefs defense. I think that you can exploit that defense a little bit better, and with the way that the defense is playing, I think you have a better opportunity to contain. I'm not going to say you're going to stop the Bills offense, because I think that that's a very hard thing to do.
Yep.
But the Colts did a good job of that, I thought.
They did about as well. I mean,
they
gave up 27 points, and that's about as much
as
you
offense,
can ask for.
You know, whatever Frank Reich did in order to, you know, them going for it on the fourth down and taking, you know, as opposed to taking the points, that's a different ball game if they are in a tied ball game. And so that's why I say the defense did as good as you expected them to do. And I think that the Ravens have the pieces on the back end to potentially run with those guys, right? So I'm looking to exploit the worst defense, and that's how I view it. And so from that perspective, I say Bills, but then I also want to say Chiefs, because you just got to get them out the way. Like, how big is that to drop the number one seed?
Right.
How big is that to drop it to, like, literally the same thing that the Titans did when they came in here last year and beat the number one seed? Like, how big is that if you go into enemy territory against a team that you know that you have yet to beat since Lamar Jackson has been quarterback, and somehow come out with a win in that football game? That's huge.
So your answer is?
I'm leaning more towards the Bills because I think their defense is worse. But it's not because I'm scared of the Chiefs.
I hear you.
I'm just looking for the better matchup. And so, I think that the Bills potentially is a better matchup for the Ravens because they can exploit that defense better. Because the Chiefs, I know people, it's always been a thing that we think that the Chiefs defense is bad, but they're not bad anymore. They're kind of middle of the pack now. And so Buffalo's defense is a little bit worse than that.
Right.
I just want to explore. I wanted to get all, I want the better chance of winning the football game from a deep, from an offensive perspective.
I understand everything you're saying. Let me add two thoughts. The first, to me, the first easy answer is I want the Steelers to lose tonight because I always want the Steelers to lose. And so if the Steelers lose,
the Browns go to Kansas City.
Then the answer is the Bills. So I guess what I really want is for it to be the Bills because that means
the Steelers
lost.
Right? Yeah, because we don't care about the Browns around here.
Right, correct. Oh, man.
They care about us, but I promise you, we don't care about them.
So that's the first part of the answer to me. The other part of the answer to me is more, I am not, this is not about being afraid of facing the Chiefs, but I think I would prefer to face a Chiefs team that's not coming off of 2 weeks of rest.
I agree with that.
Like, if there's going to be a Chiefs showdown, for it to be on as close to even footing as it possibly can be. Look, the Ravens, unless there's something I missed, the Ravens come out of this one healthy. Let me double check that there wasn't something that I've blanked on from the course of this game. I can't remember anything of significance. Obviously, at one point, Marquise Brown went to the sideline, but he came in like a play later. I can't remember anything that happened that would have been particularly significant injury-wise. So that's the good news, right? Like, the Ravens are fairly healthy, and somebody would say, well, now if you play another game, you run the risk of somebody getting hurt between now and then. I just think I would rather the Chiefs have to go through a battle next week. Mm. Now, do I think the Cleveland's ready to go pound it and slug it out with Kansas City? Not particularly, but at least they got to go play. At least they have to go play and battle it out a little bit, and that means it's one more week until you get to Kansas City. The alternate argument that I would hear from somebody is, let's have Kansas City next week because it leaves the opportunity that could be Pittsburgh the following week, and if we're going to go win a Super Bowl, I want it to be Tennessee, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, like sort of the murderer's row of revenge games over the course of the next 3 weeks. Yeah, I mean, that would be fun. Don't get me wrong. There would be something exciting and cool about that. I think for pure football reasons, I would probably agree that I would prefer for it to be Buffalo for now. I'm still nervous about Buffalo, by the way. I mean, it's not like losing. They're going to lose Zach Moss, we assume, and yeah, that's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
But, like, they had Zach Moss all year and didn't run the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they don't run the ball. Yeah. It's not their deal. Their jam is not running the football, and yet they've won games anyway. Pittsburgh doesn't run the ball, and they've won games anyway. They treat passing or running situations, they use the pass as other teams would run the ball. It's just what they do. That part, it's what it is. It's sort of what it is. All right, a couple real quick from Jeff. I say bring on either team because I say bring on either team. We will likely have to beat both to get to the Super Bowl. Go Ravens.
I just would like you guys to know that they are not happy on the Twitters about what they did on midfield. And
the Titans fans aren't?
Greg Bedard says something. Even Ed Reed said do something with class. I don't want to hear none of that shit, y'all. Leave us alone. They did it twice to the Ravens. They did it in the playoffs. They did it in the game.
But
leave us alone.
But you said you didn't like when they did it.
I didn't like when they did it. I didn't like it. It's not that they did it because I don't care about that part. It was the fact that it potentially would have impacted the football game because it was still in play.
I understand that.
I don't care about that. I don't care about them going on the 50-yard line because they shouldn't have started it. So guess who finished
it? I wouldn't care at all. Like I said, if they had done it with 20 seconds left in the game, like when all they needed to go is take a knee, I would have had no problem whatsoever.
And Ed Reed talking about two wrongs don't make it right. No, sorry.
Is that really what Ed Reed said?
He did say that.
Really?
And guess what, Ed? We don't care. We don't care.
That's a weird.
We don't care, Ed.
It's just a weird thing for him to say, man.
Yep.
Where did he say that?
So he tweeted. It's in his comments. He said, "Love my Ravens, but win with class." So somebody said, "Love you, GOAT," but they did that ish twice at the bank. He said, "Two wrongs don't make a right."
Man, that is really weird.
He did.
That's a weird thing for Ed Reed.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's really weird. Scott, I want the Chiefs to be the best. You have to beat the best. Pulling out his Ric Flair there. Hey, man, you know, they got to beat it at some point. Andrew Stecker says, guys, go wrap it up so you can watch the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Bears.
I'm actually interested.
All right, we'll do that. Are you here with me either way next week? Saturday, Sunday, does it matter to you next week? Damn it, Rita, why can't you just say yes? What the hell? You did this to me last week.
I'm sorry.
Just say yes.
I'm sorry.
Project Game Day. We'll be back next week. I know that. We're doing another show next week. With or without Rita, we're going to be here.
Maybe,
that's the way it's going to be.
Maybe.
I'll be back tomorrow morning for Glenn Clark Radio, 10 to noon. We'll have shows all week to get you ready for whoever it's going to be. At the NFL Chick on Twitter, Gridiron Gals Podcast, at Glenn Clark Radio. That's where you find it all out. Project Game Day post-game show has also been brought to you by the U.S. Army. Thanks to them, Wise Markets, Window Nation, and everybody for making the show possible. Ravens, finally, it's over.
It's over. We never have
over,
to talk
baby.
About that again.
It's finally. Thank you,
now,
Lord.
Now let's go win a Super Bowl. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next week for Project Game Day.